And we'll ask today from our prayer from Hebrews chapter 4. Our Father, give us godly fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into your rest, any of us come short of it. Unto us preach the gospel as it was preached to our fathers, yet preach to us thy word with profit, mixed with faith in us who heard thy word. Amen. Psalm 50 today.
Hallelujah, God's Lord, God's praise. Within his sanctuary reigns, and to him in the firmament of his power give ye praise.
Verses 57 to 64. So, a lot we can gain out of that. Psalm 119, part 8. Let's give a hum for this one.
Did prepare bands of ill men.
157, to this tune of King's Fold. And I think we know King's Fold pretty well altogether, eh? It's on the back side of that. Ready?
Be merciful to me, O God, thy mercy unto me. Do thou extend, because my soul doth put her trust in thee. Yet in the shadow of thy wings, my refuge I will place. Until these sad calamities do wholly overpass, my cry I will cause to ascend unto the Lord Most High. To God who doth all things for me, perform us perfectly. From heaven he shall send down at me, from his reproach defend. That would devour me, God, his truth and mercy shall send. My soul among fierce lions is, I fire brands will among. Men, sons whose teeth are spears and darts, a sharp sword is their tongue. Be thou exalted very high above the heavens, O God. Let thou thy glory be advanced over all the earth abroad. My soul's bowed down, for they, a net, have laid my steps to snare. Into the pit which they have digged, for me they fallen are. My heart is fixed, my heart is fixed. O God, I'll sing and praise. My glory, wake, wake, psaltery heart, myself I'll early raise. I'll praise thee among the people, Lord, among nations sing will I. For great to heaven thy mercy is, thy truth is to the sky. O Lord, exalted be thy name, above the heavens to stand. Do thou thy glory far advance, above both sea and land.
That's a pretty good psalm. I think it's the first time we've sung that now together. Well, let's go to our Bible readings today. We have Deuteronomy chapter 17 for an Old Testament lesson, and we have Hebrews chapter 13 for a New Testament lesson. So we're going to go to Deuteronomy 7 first. Of course, remembering our subject matter recently has been covenantalism, covenanting, and the like. So we're pretty much still clearing that up. We're going to resolve that, I think, this new moon, and we'll have that all straightened out, and we'll get on to some other topics. So we are in Deuteronomy 7, chapter 7. This is the Lord speaking to Israel when they came into Canaan. Deuteronomy 7, verse 1. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and he has cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou.
And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them.
Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son.
For they will turn away thy son from following thee, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and destroy thee suddenly.
But thus shall ye deal with them. Ye shall destroy their altars, and break down their images, and cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire.
For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are among the face of the earth.
The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for ye were fewest of all people.
But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to a thousand generations.
And repayeth them that hate him to their face, to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him, he will repay him to his face.
Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and statutes and judgments which I command thee this day to do them.
Wherefore it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to those judgments, and keep them to them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy fathers.
And he will love thee, and bless thee, and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb, and the fruit of thy land, thy corn, and thy wine, and thine oil, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep, in the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee.
Thou shalt be a blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you, or among your cattle.
And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but he will lay them upon all them that hate thee.
And thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eyes shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto thee.
If thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispose them?
Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but thou shalt well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all of Egypt.
The great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs, and the wonders, and the mighty hand, and the stretched out arm, whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out, so shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid.
Moreover, the Lord thy God will send the hornet among them, until they are left, and hide themselves from thee, be destroyed.
Thou shalt not be affrighted at them, for the Lord thy God is among you, a mighty God and terrible.
And the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee, by little and little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon thee.
But the Lord thy God shall deliver them unto thee, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction, and they be, until they be destroyed.
And he shall deliver their kings in their hand, and thou shalt destroy their names from under heaven. There shall no man be able to stand before thee, until thou hast destroyed them.
The graven images of their God shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein, for it is an abomination to the Lord thy God.
Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing.
We'll end reading right there. So highly important to pay attention to the immediate context of not covenanting with those who are not in God's covenant, and especially to remember that God is the faithful God that keeps covenant unto 1,000 generations of them who love Him. Pretty important stuff. Pretty important thing to defend, really, whenever you think about it from that angle. Go to Hebrews chapter 13. You notice we've been doing quite a bit out of Hebrews for our New Testament lessons. Hebrews is probably the book that has the most covenant language in it when it deals with the eternal covenant, all the different ways of looking at covenantalism throughout the ages. This is the end of the book of Hebrews, and so it'll be quite a bit to consider in this, as it would be being wrapped up in the book. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1. Let brotherly love continue.
Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware.
Remember them that are in bonds and bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body.
Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge.
Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee.
So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow. Consider the end of their conversation.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have no which have not profited them that have been occupied therein.
We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle.
For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp.
Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate.
Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach.
For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come.
By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with our sacrifices, God is well pleased.
Obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for it is unprofitable for you.
Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly.
But I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you sooner.
Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant,
make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And we'll end right there because the rest is a closed-down salutation. You may be seated and we'll go on to Bible study. That particular chapter, I think, was important because not only does it mention the blood of the everlasting covenant made with Christ, that's something we should remember, it's very important, but also it mentions how Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. That is a very important Christological and theological statement. It means Jesus doesn't change. And so how he was with Abraham when he said, before Abraham was, I am, is how he is now in his attributes of covenanting with his people. That's also important to notice that it says, not be carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. And then it's immediately followed with saying, it's a good thing that the heart is established with grace and not with meats, referring to the sacrifices that he mentions immediately after that. And so why is that important? Because people can very oftentimes get lost in things that they eat or things that they do in the flesh, whether that is
communion service or whether that is some other thing that we do with our bodies, to worship God as opposed to remembering that we are to have our hearts fully established with grace, the free gift of God, that comes by nothing that we do. And so I think that that's important to point out in that New Testament lesson. We'll immediately go to Bible study and pick that. We've got our comb book here. We'll finish up with Psalm 29. Actually, why don't we go to Psalm 30? We will sing A. Psalm 30A.
Lord, I will be exalted, for thou hast lifted me on high.
As the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking.
Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him.
After this manner therefore pray ye.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father Yahweh, thank you for the many blessings that you give us every day and every time we pray. Remember how faithful you've been to us, how you have given us your word, which is to be a light to our feet, a lamp to our path, that we can walk in the way that you'd have us walk. Ask you, Father, to shine that light into all of our hearts and our minds, to expose what it is that needs to be seen, that we can expose it for what it is and whether judge it, whether it be good or evil. We ask you, Father, to help us in being more faithful to one another. We ask you to help us be faithful in the way you have chosen. We ask you to help us be a better church with one another. We can be a better community with one another. We can worship you in spirit and truth better. I ask that you put on our hearts the need to covenant with you as our God, that you would confirm the words of those covenants in our hearts by faith. We would truly believe them, not as an external thing, but as an internal thing, where we rend our hearts, that you would mend our hearts with your word. I ask you, Father, that you would help those that are not with us today, that are either sick or struggling with something that they're in need of. I ask you to be with those who listen to us abroad. I ask you also to help everyone understand the place they're at in the world and the place that we are as a people in the world, that you would draw us together in a way that we can be effective in the world. We ask these things on the words that have gone out, and that we can be an example here in what little way we're able to be here in Southeast Ohio to be an example to others of brotherly love and kindness and of a good community when people see us interact and help one another. I pray that earnestly. I ask you to be with Brother Roger today in whatever condition he's in with his legs needing prayer. We know that he's in need of some prayer. We don't know what it is yet. I ask you to help with that situation that he's gone through. I ask you to be with Sister Susan as well. I ask you to continue to be with the babies that have been born, the many friends of ours. We ask you to be with the marriages that are being planned here in the next few months. I ask you to help all of them see the goal in the future and the things that they're aiming for. Thank you for the food that you're going to give us for our fellowship meal. We ask you to nourish our body, give us strength, give us good fellowship with one another as we break bread and as we enjoy that communion. We thank you for all the many things we have and the blessings that we have to be thankful for. In your Son, Yeshua's name.